Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today, we have a very special guest, Alexandra Jimenez, who has been to 37 countries on 6 continents since quitting her corporate job in the fashion industry in 2008. As a full-time traveler and chronic overpacker, she was frustrated by the lack of travel resources available, specifically for women. So in her quest to travel light using only a carry-on bag, she devised her own packing strategies, which she now shares on her popular blog and gorgeous, I may add, travelfashiongirl.com, and recently published ebook, Capsule Wardrobe Essentials. So welcome, Alexandra. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me and for that wonderful welcome.
And so I know you're somewhere right now. Where are you talking to us from?
I'm actually in Thailand right now.
Wow. All over the place. Before we get to the packing, what's your favorite place to travel to?
Oh, I'm in it right now, Thailand.
Thailand.
I love it. I came here for the first time around the world trip a few years ago, and I've just come back every single year. And I definitely feel like I'm spending at least half the year here at this point.
Do you have a home base, Alexandra, in America, or do you just travel the world constantly?
I'm from Los Angeles, and I don't even have a storage unit anymore. So technically, my home base is Los Angeles, but I'm never there. I am an indefinite traveler.
So you know a thing or two about packing then, of course. And, of course, for women, it is a problem. We always have that, but what if I need this and what if I need that? So tell our listeners why we tend to overpack, and then if you've got that one secret to packing light, what is that?
Well, women tend to overpack for the same reason that we have too many clothes in our closet that we never wear, because we always want to have a just-in-case outfit. We can never have enough. But unfortunately, when we're traveling, we can't have it all. So it's actually better for us because we have to be more strategic about what we decide to pack. The biggest secret to packing light is just that, the strategy. And that's what the premise of the book Capsule Wardrobe Essentials is about, is how to curate a capsule wardrobe. And a capsule wardrobe is basically a small snippet of a sampling of what your overall closet is. If you had to pick your 10 to 12 best pieces that would go with everything, quality, favorites, they mix and match. They're the perfect, they create the perfect ensemble that you want. This is the ideal wardrobe, and you have to create it when you're traveling.
And so how do you choose the right clothes for travel?
Now, that is a science in itself. There's
right.
Several ways to pick the right clothing for travel. And obviously, you start off with the destination, considering where you're going to be traveling, what you're going to be doing, the time of year. Weather is one of the big things that many travelers forget to check when they do go on a trip. The first time I went to Africa, I didn't realize that it could actually be snowing in the in our summer and their winter. So I had one jacket and nothing else. So I ended up buying clothing in the airport because I was so cold. And it was just very easily avoidable had I checked the weather. So, you know, definitely check your weather and destination to ensure your packing choices are as accurate as possible. Also, you'll gain a general understanding of the city you'll be visiting when you do a little research. Obviously, you want to dress appropriately for the weather and also for your activities. You know, you have to keep in mind, what are you planning to be doing on your trip? Will you be temple tomb raiding? Will you be visiting religious sites? Are you going to attend business functions, going to nice dinners, small villages, whatever it is that you're going to be doing? Try to get a general outline of what that is so you know how you should dress. And with that being said, one of the main things that is very important for you to choose your clothing is versatility. which brings us to one of those other packing mistakes, is packing just in case items. That has to be the number one packing mistake that a lot of people make. I have to pack a cocktail dress in case the Prince of India in Rajasthan decides to invite me to his wedding.
Right.
You don't really need to pack for every single instance that could happen. But I actually do hear travelers say these things, because some actually do get invited to weddings when they're traveling in India, actually. That's why I said that. But you don't need to. A lot of people don't realize that you can shop when you get to your destination, no matter what part of the world you're in. You can buy deodorant anywhere, tweezers, eyeliner. If you forget something, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. You know, like I mentioned before, I wasn't prepared at all for the weather when I went to Africa 5 years ago, but I went to the airport and the shops, and guess what? They had everything I needed, and it wasn't that much more expensive than I would have paid at home, so that was okay.
So, Alexandra, so you have these packing mistakes. We have the not checking the weather, not knowing your itinerary, packing all of those just in case for fringe events that possibly could happen in another dimension. and then packing too many things. One of my questions to you is, do we even need to bring and pack or travel with toiletries? I mean, you might want your own toothbrush, but you could buy a toothbrush somewhere. When you go to hotels, they've got the shampoos and all those things that you might need. Do you even need to bring all that? And it tends to get into like a crazy mess. You have all the TSA regulations and procedures and all of that you have to deal with too. So why even bring toiletries at all?
Well, you do want to, depending on where you're going and how long your trip is, you do want to bring a few basics. And with the assumption that you're going to be traveling on a vacation for 1 to 2 weeks, you want to bring just enough. With that being said, travel size quantities are sometimes more than is even necessary for many trips. If you're going somewhere for the weekend, you don't really need 3 ounces or those travel size packages. Sometimes there's too much. One of my readers actually suggested that she uses a contact lens case to put a few drops of her foundation when she goes on a small trip, and that eliminates carrying her foundation bottle, which is genius. Just little things like that. You don't need even travel size quantities. You can replace a lot of liquids with solids, choose basics, pack multi-use items. You can get very creative when you're traveling. You don't need all those. Your beauty regimen on an everyday basis may consist of 10 items while when you're traveling. It's just a short amount of time. You can deal with just having a handful of those items. Choose the ones that are the most important. Now, when you're going on a longer trip, for example, I travel long term, I always make sure that I pack those one or two special things that I know I can't get anywhere else. My face scrub and my leave-in conditioner, for example, are two things I never leave home without. But everything else you can buy, and your hair can handle a couple of weeks of regular non-specialty brand shampoo usually. So just to keep in mind, how much toiletries do you actually use? Start paying attention. How quickly do you go through a travel size bottle? 1 week? If you have short hair, maybe even a month.
Right, exactly. Now, let me ask you this, because there are so many doodads and gadgets out there. Are packing organizers, are they really helpful for you when you're packing, or do you think they're just a waste of money and common sense should prevail?
I absolutely swear by packing organizers. Once I tried them, I fell in love, and I think that the people who read my website will just be able to see that. I love packing cubes. Not only do they help you organize, they actually help you maximize your space, which when you're trying to travel, carry on, packing light and all that, you need, your space is so valuable. You'd be surprised, even I'm surprised, how much I actually fit into these tiny little cubes. And I actually only use a set of slim size cubes, not even the large ones. By rolling up your clothes, putting them in carefully one at a time, you can sort of squeeze and shove and put in a lot more than you could imagine. I'm constantly astounded, especially right now during winter when you're traveling with bulkier pieces such as sweaters and jackets. those little cubes really help you maximize your space. Now, with that being said, you don't want to, doesn't mean you should overpack and pack too many clothing items, because you don't want to make your bag heavy, but it just does, it does mean that you can actually do more with less. I actually have a video tutorial on my blog showing people how to roll up your clothing and stick 15 pieces of clothing in various climates in just 3 small packing cubes. So it's really quite interesting. And another reason why I really love them is because when I'm not traveling, you can actually use them at home for storage. You can pack, you can put out of season clothing in them, or just use them for extra storage. You don't even have to use them just for clothing. You can use them as organizational tools at home or on the road for your electronics and other toiletries even. So definitely 100%. And you know what, to be honest with you, most of them are about $20. So it's not that much money to give them a whirl. They're not going to work for you. And a lot of companies have great return policies. So there's no reason why you can't give them a shot for $20.
Well, Alexandra, you've given us tons and tons of packing and travel tips. And I know our listeners can learn more about you, your strategic packing methods, and the Capsule Wardrobe Essentials packing ebook on your blog, your site, travelfashiongirl.com, which is a leading women's travel resource pertaining to pre-trip planning, which includes tips on packing, fashion, beauty, and vacation destination. So again, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here with us, Alexandra.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.